Beginning current daf mesech, this Erev and daf chav gimel. We begin on the top line where the Gemara begins to explain the halachic ramifications of the machlekes on the Mishnah of the previous daf. And that is that the Gemara and daf yitches already went through the details explaining the description of the machlekes. Now Gemara will discuss regarding the halachic ramifications. And that is, again, we spoke about pasib, right? That's the topic of this perek, talking about regarding the pit or the well that is there in Eretz Yisrael or in Bavel, where people are traveling and they're going for a dvar mitzvah and they don't have water to drink. So therefore, the pit is rishos hayachid. You can't draw it out for your animal because that's in rishos ram. So the Rabbanim made this het of pasib rois. They made this L-shaped brackets that are very weak, subpar halachic walls. However, we allowed it for the case of what's called the pasib rois. And that is, we had a machlekes in our Mishnah, was that allowed regarding two different criteria of, is it even by a bar, by a pit, which is gathered water, or is it only by be'er, by water that's from well water, because that will never dry up, and therefore you're never going to have a circumstance that on Shabbos is going to dry up, and then the walls will not have halachic walls, because it's only for the water. And also regarding that, if it's only by a rabbin, by the public, where even if it would dry up, they would remind each other, or is it even by individual, where, again, if he'll be, no one's there to remind him, and therefore if it dries up, you're going to have that problem. And that the Gemara says, Am Rabbi Yosef, Am Rabbi Yehuda, Am Rabbi Shmuel, Halacha like Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava, regarding the machloikas that we had, the different sheets in our Mishnah, Halacha like Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava, that it has to be a be'er, has to be a wellspring, not a bar, because a bar could dry up. And not only that, it has to have shneini mal yusa, two benefits. It has to be only of the rabbin, of the public. And that is, you can't have just a be'er, which will never dry up. And you can't have just the public, which even if it was a bar, a pit, they would remind each other if it dried up. No, you have to have both, he says. You have to have a be'er and a rabbin. But if it's, let's say, a bar rabbin, or even the be'er b'yachad, it would not work. Another halacha from the same Amar, Am Rabbi Yosef, Am Rabbi Yehuda, Am Shmuel, Lehutru Pasib Rois, the whole heter, this Pasib Rois of these double posts that are a heter for these pits, Elo Lebe'er Mayim Chayim Levad. It was only said for a wellspring of live water. And on that the Gemara says, Ritzricha. Now it seems to be these two statements of Rabbi Yosef and the name Rabbi Yehuda, Am Shmuel seem to be saying the same idea, that it's only for a be'er and not a bar. So why is it repeated in two different halachas? And that he says, Diyash min halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava. Had the Rabbi Yisus said this in the name of Shmuel only, that halacha follows Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava, Hava mina d'rabim afilim mechonasin. I would have thought that although Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava specifies this, it has to be a be'er, a wellspring of the rabbim, of the public. I would have thought that really it's enough, even if it's the public, even if it's just gathered water, that it's a pit, and that it's not a well, even there Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava would have permitted it. This that he says, but the wellspring of the rabbin, the only reason why he uses that terminology of be'er is lafukim Rabbi Kiva, is because he's coming to exclude, he's arguing on the opinion of Rabbi Kiva. And as Rabbi Kiva said, that a be'er hayachad is shari, that he said that a wellspring of an individual, Rabbi Kiva said it's mutter because it's never going to dry up. So who cares that he's an individual and no one's going to remind him what's going on, that you might come to something, you're not going to come to anything because it will never dry up and you won't have a halachic problem on Shabbos. And on that is what Rehudim above was coming to say, you, Rabbi Kiva, that even though it is Mayim Chaim, that it is a wellspring, still it doesn't make a difference. It only works by the Rabbim and not by the Yachid. And what he was saying to him basically was that you can't make the Pasim even by Be'er, only by the Rabbim. But it wasn't that he was saying that it's only by Be'er. He was just saying on the case of Rabbi Kiva, where he was discussing this Mayla Be'er, that it would work by Yachid, says no, Be'er is only by the Rabbim. However, it would even work by a bar of the rabbin. The main criteria is the rabbin. He was just using the case of Rabbi Kiva to argue on them. Kamash Balan, that's why we needed the other statement of Rabbi Yosef in the name of Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel. The lehutra pasib rois, ela be'er mayim chayim. No, the heter of pasib rois, even by the rabbin, it only works by a wellspring. It wouldn't work even by a rabbin, by a bar, by a pit of gathered water. Now, v'iyash min be'er mayim chayim, had we said the other halacha, that it works only by a wellspring, havamina loishna de rabbin loishna de yochad, I would have thought to say that, yes, if it's a wellspring, it doesn't make a difference if it's from the public or from even an individual. Kamash malan, halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava, that's why we have to say the other statement, the halacha follows k'Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava, that even by an individual, it wouldn't work even by a be'er. So although we said that it's only by a be'er, that the Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava says, although it's be'er, it won't work by yachad, and it has to have both milas, and that's why I have to say both statements to say that both it needs a be'er and it needs to be shal rab. Now the Gemara continues with the next Mishnah. Again, so along the lines of the Mishnayos and the theme of this perek, which was talking about the pasib rois, which again, the idea is that these are subpar types of mechitzes, of enclosures that is there by the pasib rois, is that you really have most of it open. You have parts, yoisa, ala, oimed, you have more open space than what's closed, and generally that doesn't work. However, that's a halachic principle of pasuk b'rayis. And then the Mishnah talks about karfif, which is also an enclosed area. However, it's considered subpar walls because although that you're making regular full-fledged walls, but it's enclosed for non-residential purposes. It's not really dwelling where people actually live. And therefore, it is only allowed up to a certain amount because again, in halacha, they're considered subpar enclosures. As the Mishnah begins, V'oid Amr Rabbi Yehud ben Bava, and also Rabbi Yehud ben Bava says, which the Gemara will explain, what does it mean, oid? We know that he was talking about in the previous Mishnah, he also said a certain stringency, but what does it have to do with the halacha of there, which was talking about pasuk b'rayis, over here, which was talking about a karpa? But either way, the Mishnah says that Rabbi Yehud ben Bava is quoted as saying, Hagina v'har karpaf, regarding a garden and a karpaf loosely translated is an open area, even if it's closed off, but it's not something which has a complete, total residential utility, like living there and having a house and a home, that's not there, but it might be enclosed for certain types of purposes. So regarding this garden and the karpaf, shein shivim amma v'shirayim, that's 70 amas and a fraction, Al ayin amma b'shirayim, and 70 amas and a fraction, which elsewhere the Gemara explains that means 2/3 of an amma. So if you have 70 and 2/3 of an amma squared by 70 and 2/3 of an amma, hamukafes gedru gavoya, start tefachim, that's surrounded with a wall that's 10 tefachim high, in other words, full-fledged mechitzes. So then metal l'metoichi, a lot of carry inside of it. And that is, although it's not really a regular reshus hayachid in the sense of being residential, dira purposes, but up to this amount of 70 and 2/3 of an amma squared, and it has full-fledged mechitzas, then we consider it as a reshus hayachid that you could carry inside of it. Ubevachi yehebo shemer, as long as it has a watchman, which is the hut of where the watchmen are. And that is, although that now it's being surrounded, this area, for dwelling purposes, because the shemer is there, still, according to this opinion of Rabbi Yehud ben Bava, it's only up to base asayim that it's mutter, but more than that, not. Oy beis dira, or has to have a dwelling house. Oy shtei smuch l'ir, or has to be close to the city, that is, since it's close to his house, so his intention is to constantly use it, and therefore all these criteria of shemera, having a beis dira and close to the city, basically means to say that it's considered a hukuf, enclosed, for dira purposes. So in a sense, it's almost like a full-fledged dira, which generally you would be allowed to make it as big as you want to. But Rabbi Yehud ben Bava says it's not a complete full-fledged type of a house, because it ultimately is a garden, or it's a karfav, so although that now you're doing some residential things over there, but it's not a full-fledged type. And therefore, you're only allowed up to 70 and 2/3 of an amma squared. Rabbi Huda says, Afila Aimba Elobar, even if there's only just a pit over there, he doesn't have to have all the things that Rabbi Yehud ben Bava said, to have a shemeir or a beis dira. You don't have to have that type of a hukuf ladira. It's enough if you have a pit, v'shiach, and a ditch, u'ma'ara, and a cave. That is enough for this to be considered a type of a karfaf or a gina that you're allowed to carry up to that amount of 70 and 2/3 of an amma. Rabbi Kiva says, Afila imba achas mikol elu. He's even more lenient than that opinion of Rabbi Yehud. He says, even if you don't have anything, no pit, no shemera, no nothing, metal b'toicha, still you're allowed to carry inside of it, ubevat sheheba shivam b'shirayim, ha-shivam b'shirayim, as long as you do not have more than 70 and 2/3 of an amma. And the Gemara will ask that this seems to be exactly the opinion of the Tanna Kamma. Now the Tanna Kamma, which the Gemara will explain which Tanna Kamma that's a reference to, but there's a different opinion of the Rabbanan that seems to say the same exact idea as Rabbi Kiva, but ultimately Rabbi Kiva is saying that a karpav, an area that's enclosed, that has nothing inside of it, it's just an open field and there's no residential utility whatsoever, even in the form of a pit or a ditch, it doesn't make a difference. You'll have to carry up to that area of 72/3 of an amma. Rabbi Eliezer says he gives a different hagdara in what's allowed for this area of karpav. He says, "Im hoisa arka yesa al rachba, if the length was longer than the width, afila amma achas, even one amma, and that is even if you took away a little bit from the width and you added that amount of the area to the length, and now you still don't have an entire total area more than base asayim, which is the area we allow of a karfav. However, but you did switch and made the length a little bit longer than the width." Afila am achas, imatal matoicha, you're not allowed to carry inside of it, because this that the Rabbanan permitted, this area of base asayim, is only if it was squared, and that is when it's not hokav, if it's hokav ladir, if it's a dwelling, regular house, and it's your estate, you can make it whatever shape you want to, however big you want to. But if it wasn't hokav ladir, in other words, it's not for residential utility, and we gave this heter of base asayim, it's only if it's a complete square. If you make the length a little bit longer than the width, even if you still have that total area of base asayim, it's not going to be allowed to carry inside of it. That's the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Yossi Aimer, he says, afila arka pishnai barach metal matech. He says, even if the length is double the width, you're still allowed to carry inside of it. In other words, as long as you have the total area, what's allowed, we don't care what shape, even if it's double that amount, it's still going to be permitted. So Amr Belai, Belai says that Shemati Mirabliaza, I heard from Belaza that Filika Beis Kor. He says here from Belaza that even if it's as big as a Beis Kor, even if it's a Karfav, it doesn't make a difference. You're allowed to carry, even you're allowed to encircle it and carry inside of it, even if it's so large, more than anyone else in the Mishnah spoke about. And then he says two other things that he heard from him. Bechin Shemati Bimen, I also heard from him that Anshe Chatz regarding people in the courtyard. Sheshachach echad mehem b'lo erev, that one of them forgot and he did not make an erev. And that is the way it works, that to make a eruv echatzeris is that you have different houses that they all share the same courtyard. So they each have to join together and they all put food in one person's house. It's viewed as they're all joined together. But one person went and he forgot to join in the erev. So therefore, since he didn't join, so now he goes ahead and he forbids on everyone else to use the chatzer because he has right of way in this chatzer, which is not joined. So therefore, it's like chatzer of shutfin, of two different people, which each one asks on each other in the right of way. However, as Rashi explains, the following day on Shabbos, what he does is he's mevatel his rishos to all his friends. Because if not, he would aser on them from carrying from their house to the chatzah. Because again, he has a right of way and he's not joined together as one. And that could be confused. The whole idea what we made of chatzeris to like carrying into Rosh Hashanah where there's many people that have the right of way. So therefore, this person, he's mevatel his rishos. So now, basically, aser malachnis lohitzi loy. So his house is forbidden for himself to carry for his own purposes from his house to the courtyard. That he's not allowed to do. But for them, it's permitted for them to take their vessels from their houses to his house through the courtyard. They're allowed to use his house. In other words, he goes ahead and nullifies his rights of way as if he doesn't live over there. And therefore, he doesn't make it us for them the right of way for them to carry. So he can't carry his stuff in and out because he doesn't have permission in the chatzar. But they're allowed to go ahead and use even his house and carry inside and out. It's as if he's a non-entity. He's not someone that we reckon over here because he was mevatel his rishos. And therefore, everyone that is in the Geba Dabba, that is here in the Chatzar, they're all joined, they did make it the Erev, and therefore they're allowed to carry. But they are allowed to carry in his house. And then the third thing I heard from Rabbi Laza was, Sheyotzin ba'ar kablin b'pesach, you could be yotzi yechi from mor with our kablin on Pesach, which some say that's the vine of a date palm. Now, v'chazarte, I called to midrash, said, I went around to all the students of Rabbi Laza, u'bikashli l'chaver, and I tried finding someone like me, regarding these three things that I heard from him from his mouth, I did not find anyone that heard and agreed to me that this is what Rabbi Laza says. And the Gemara explains that regarding all three things, they disagreed on him. That regarding the garden and the karfav, there is nobody, as we find in our Mishnah, that says it's permitted to carry more than Beis Hasayim. Regarding the second case that he heard from Blaza of the Anshe Chatzar, that they hold that even for the other people, it's us for them to use his house. But from their house to the chatzah, that's mutter, as the Gemara will explain their machlekes. As we said, he's mevatel his rishos, so he's not a player inside the chatzah, so everyone could go ahead and use the chatzah, but his house is still his house, and therefore no one is allowed to use, even the other people who have a part in the chatzah cannot use his house, not like he was saying over the name of Rabbi Elazar. And regarding the third item that he said of our kablin, they hold that that's not mara, that's not including the halachic thing that's necessary for mara on Pesach, and therefore, although he said he heard this from his mouth, he couldn't find anyone of the Talmidim that said this and agreed that this is what Rabbi Elazar held. Now the Gemara discusses our Mishnah. My Tana, what did Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava teach us regarding Gina and Karfaf previously? The Ketani Boy, that now when our Mishnah begins to speak about Karfav, he says, and also Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava says that it sounds like that he had already said some other stringency related to it, and now he's saying another stringency. Where do you find that? So the Gemara tries discovering this. If it's because he said just one item regarding a stringency, not regarding Gina and Karfav, rather regarding the previous Mishnah, which spoke about the past and the boards of the Birois, that he said that you're not allowed to make it, only he was the most stringent opinion. He said it has to be a be'er, a wellspring, of the Ram of the public. And that is, unlike the other opinion, said it's enough to be either be'er or even from the Ram. He says a very stringent opinion. So now he's saying another stringent opinion. And that is that although that it's surrounded for even a dira, as he says, all those cases that he requires a karfaf to carry in the area of 72/3 of an amma, he says it has to have a shemeru or a base dira or it's near the city. And still, because it's a garden or a karfav, which is not a full-fledged type of like a chatzar or a muktzah or those types of areas, so therefore he only allows it up to Beis Hasayim. So therefore, because he said one stringency, so therefore, Mishamachik Tani V'Oi, that's why he's saying V'Oi. And also, not only did he say a stringency regarding Pasib Rois, he also said a stringency regarding karfav, but V'Har Rabbi Yehuda, the Tani Lechad L'chumba, but Rabbi Yehuda, the other opinion in our Mishnah, that he also had said a different opinion regarding a stringency of Pasib Rois. That he said that Pasib Rois only works up to Beis Hasayim. but not more than that. Whereas the other opinion said that you can make the pasuk b'rois, the boards as long, as wide as you want. You just have to keep on adding boards and not having gaps of more than 10 amas or 13 and a third amas. The k'tane achriti, and then you just said another stringency that was also regarding pasuk b'rois, that he said if, let's say, the rabbim go straight through the pasuk b'rois, that he said, yisal kenel et stud, and you have to move the public and make them go around the pasuk, because or else they're going to be mevatel the mechitzes, unlike the other opinion of the rabban, who said that it's not a problem, and they're not mevatel mechitzes. So he says one stringency, and then he says another stringency regarding pasuk b'rois. But like Tani Vaid, and yet the Mishnah doesn't say over the end also, and the reason obviously is because it wasn't said regarding the same halachic principle. Because the Reisha, the first Chumrah he said, was talking about the measurement of how wide the perimeter could be of this hekav of the pasuk b'rois. And the Seifa was talking about a different halach, although it was relating to the same topic of pasuk b'rois, but it was talking about being mevatel the mechitzes of the pasuk b'rois, that if the public walks through, it's mevatel the mechitzes. So although the subject was the same, but the principle was different. And that's why you don't say v'oid. And there the question is, here also by Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava, where although he's saying one stringency of pasuk b'rois and another stringency regarding karfuf, but they're talking about two totally different halachic principles, and therefore, why would we say void and also, if you say because one stringency and therefore another stringency, but Rabbi Yehuda, who is even talking about the same subject, but because they were different principles, we didn't say void. So why over here do we say void? And then the Gemara says, no, because Hasam over there by Rabbi Yehuda, afsekura banan. The Rabbanan interrupt him in middle of his two statements. And that is because on the first statement, after he said, no, only up to Beis Hasayim are you allowed to have pasuk b'rois, the Mishnah quotes, Amrulay, they said to him, Loy Amr Beis Hasayim, Elegina, etc., that they only said this limitation of Beis Hasayim only for something of a subpar when it's not hukuf ladira purposes, which is like a gina and other types of areas. And therefore, since they interrupted him, that's why we can't say v'aid, because v'aid what? We have to go with someone else said something in between. Halacha, but over here, the Rabbanan did not interrupt, as we have the previous Mishnah. It ends with Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava, and now the next Mishnah begins with Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava, and therefore we can say v'aid, because it's a continuation of his statements that is two different stringencies. But then the Gemara asked, v'chol heichad afsekur Rabbanan loikotani v'aid, so what are you telling me? That it doesn't make a difference if it's the same topic or not. As long as it's a double stringency, we'll say v'oid. But then what are you saying? But if the Rabbanan interrupt in between, that then you don't say v'oid. That is what you're saying in the why by Rabbi Yehuda. Although the fact that the two different statements doesn't make a difference, but because the Rabbanan interrupted him, you won't say v'oid, even if it's possible to say it. If, for example, at the Reish and the Sefer, we're talking about one topic, but it's not like that. Rabbi Elazar the Sukkah. But we have the statements of Rabbi Eliezer in Masech the Sukkah, that in the Mishnah Masech the Sukkah, the Chav Zayin and Aleph, we learned Rabbi Eliezer says that you have to have 14 Sudas in the Sukkah on Sukkahs. And the Chum say, no, there is no limit to the Sudas on Sukkahs. And then it says, V'oid Am Rabbi Eliezer. And also Rabbi Eliezer says that someone that did not eat the first night of Sukkahs, he could complete it the last night of Sukkahs. So obviously you see that the Reisha and the Sefer are talking about the Sudas of Sukkahs, and it's talking about the cheshbonus of how many meals you have to have, and it says v'oid. And yet, as the Gemara says, dafsekur rabbanan. The rabbanan interrupted him in between v'ktani v'oid, and still we learned v'oid. And that is, although they interrupted him, and they said, no, that it's ein lo davar kitzvah, there's no limit to how much being, it's not 14 meals. And yet still we say v'oid. So therefore what you hear from this is, that we did not see by Rabbi Yehuda v'oid, is because it's not the same principle. And therefore, by Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava, why do we say v'oid? Again, it's also not similar. One's talking about pasuk b'rois, and one's talking about our Mishnah of karfuf and gina. Because although we had said that it's because of the interruption, that can't be the idea. Because we have, by Rabbi Eliezer, Masech the Sukkah, where it is interrupted. And still we say v'oid. So that can't be the reason why, again, Rabbi Yehuda, you don't say v'oid. So obviously it's because it's two different ideas. And here also, by Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava, it's two different ideas. Why do we say v'oid? And that the Gemara answers no. Hasam over there by Masech de Sukkah, which was by the statements of Rabbi Eliezer, b'mil sehu dafsekur. They interrupted him in the same ideas and concept of what he himself was talking about. And that is, what did they respond to him? Only regarding what he was talking about. He was talking about Sudas, both his first statement and his second statement. And the Rabban responded to him in kind regarding the Sudas. However, hacha, by the case of Rabbi Yehuda, b'mil se'achriti afsekur, they interrupted him with talking about something different. And that is by Rabbi Yehuda of the Mishnah, he was only talking about pasuk b'rois, that the limit of pasuk b'rois is based on sign. What did Rabban respond to him? They didn't respond to him just regarding the pasuk b'Rashi. They started telling him a whole Torah regarding the limitations of Beis Hashem that they said, oh, regarding a gina and a karpov and a deer and a sahar. And they said, oh, there is where we find the limitations of Beis Hashem. And therefore, in truth, it's as we said before, that the reason is because he was interrupted. And that's why we can't say b'yayit. And but Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava, where he was not interrupted, that's why we say the oid. That is in spite of the fact that it was not the same halachic principle. One, again, the previous mission is talking about pasuk b'Rashi, and here's talking about karpov. That's not the fundamental principle. It doesn't make a difference. As long as there's no interruption, then you're going to say the oid. And that is, although by Rulaza, where there is interruption and still you say the oid, that's because he was interrupted with the same idea that he was talking about. But Yehuda, where he was interrupted with something different, they took him on a tangent, told him about deer and sar and other things related to what he was talking about. There, once you're interrupted, then you can't say b'yoid. And therefore, that's why Yehuda, it does not say b'yoid. And by Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava, it does say b'yoid because it's one stringency after another. Now the Gemara continues discussing the Mishnah. It says, B'kiva Omer. B'kiva's opinion in this whole discussion regarding karfav said, "Afila Eimba Echad Mikalelu." Even if this karfav he disagrees with the two previous opinions, it does not have to have being hukaf ledira. It does not have to be enclosed for dwelling for residential types of usage of a shemeru or beis dira or close to the city. That's not necessary for it to be permitted for this halach of karfav if it has real walls up to 72 thirds of an amma, and it doesn't have to have like the other opinion of a pit or a ditch or all these types of things. Doesn't have to have anything. It could be totally empty, or just a fallow field, open but enclosed with full-fledged walls, up to the area of 72 thirds of an amma. And metal b'toichin, you could carry inside of it. And that the Gemara continues on Amud Beis and asks, Rabbi Kiva behind the Tanna Kamma. What Rabbi Kiva is saying more than the Tanna Kamma? And that is from the previous mission on Daf Yud-Ches Amud Aleph, where the Rabbanan responded to Rabbi Yehuda, and that, as they said, when they were arguing on him regarding that Rabbi Yehuda gave a limitation of Beis Hashem for the pasuk b'Rashi, the amrulai that they said to him, they said, no, the limitation of Beis Hashem was only said for a garden and for a karfav, but if it was a deer and the sar and the muktzah and the chasas, and then they say that then you can make it as big as you want. So obviously you see from the Tanna Kamma, in other words, that first opinion, that was chacham, that argued Yehuda, that where there is a base deer, then you can make it as big as you want. And when it was not surrounded for deer types of purposes, then it's allowed up to Beis Hashem. That's the same idea that Rabbi Kiva is saying. What's he adding on more than what the Tanna Kamma over there said, which Rulachai was saying the same thing? If there's deer purposes, make it as big as you want. If it's not, doesn't have to have anything, you can still make it up to Beis Hashem. That's the same idea as Rabbi Kiva. So how does he any different than the Tanna Kamma? And that the Gemara says, the difference between their opinions is a minute amount. And that is the Beis Hashem that the Tanna Kamma said, those were the words that Tanna Kamma used, is more than the 70 and shirayim and the fraction, which is 72 thirds of an amma by 72 thirds of an amma that Rabbi Kiva said, as the Gemara later on will explain, that according to Tanna Kamma he permitted up to a complete Beis Hashem, but Rabbi Kiva allowed it only in 72 thirds of an amma squared and not more than that, as the Gemara will explain in greater detail. As the Gemara brings, the Tanya is written a brisa. Behuda Aimer, Davar Muad Yesh al Shivim Amma Vishraim. There's a little bit more that we allowed for the halacha of Karfav, which is basically the idea of Beis Hashem. That's a little bit more than 70 2/3 of an amma, which the Gemara later on will explain what exactly that is. But the Chacham did not give a shir, they did not specify exactly how much that is. And the Kama shir, and how much is that amount? That is Sasayim, and that is again the opinion of the Rabbanon, which is the Tanna Kamma, not like Rabbi Kiva. And that is Kechatzar HaMishkan. How much is the share of the Sasayim? That's like the Chatzar HaMishkan, which is 5,000 square amas. That was what it allowed. So although Rabbi Kiva allowed, it's almost the same exact, and that is he allowed 72 thirds of an amma, but it's 4,996 according to Rabbi Kiva, and according to Tanna Kamma, it's going to be a little bit more of 5,000 square amas. As the Gemara explains now, where do we even know this principle of that where do you know this halacha of the Tanna Kamma that it's allowed up to Beis Hashem, which is 5,000 square amas? We know it because that we from the squaring off of the Chatzar HaMishkan, and from there we're Meshar, the Isser Shabbos, the halacha of Karfav. Where do we know that we compare this, the halacha of Karfav, allowing it up to the area of the Chatzar HaMishkan, which is Beis Hashem, that we learned it from the halachas of the Mishkan, again, the halachas of Shabbos of Karfav? So maybe who did Amar Krab, because there's an allusion in the Pasuk and Sefer Shemais that teaches us that this is the area of what's allowed in the maximum of the shear of a karfav. And that is because it says in the Pasuk in Sefer Shemais, Oirich HaChatzer Meiba Amma, the length of the courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash, of the Mishkan, was 100 amas in the length. V'rachav chamishim mechamishim. The width was 50 by 50. And that is the problem is, what is this that it says, bachamishim, by 50? It's already said that the length is 100 amas and the width is 50, as it writes by the measurements of the curtains, that it says, also to the northern side, the length of the curtains was 100 amas, and the width by the chatzar for the on the side of the south and the side of the east was 50 amas. And therefore, what was the added word of bachamishim teaching you? Again, it's a redundancy. What do you mean 50 by 50? It's not 50 by 50, it's 50 by 100. You said the length is 100 and the width is 50, so what's 50 by 50? On that, the extra word Bechamishim, Amr Torah, the Torah is teaching you the following principle, which again will teach us to have this squared area of 70 and 2/3 squared, which in the total area will be a base of Sayim, again, which that's the opinion of Tanakama, allowing you up to a total base of Sayim, and Rekiva only letting you up to 70 and 2/3 of an Amr. And that is, what the Pasuk is teaching you is Toil Chamishim, take the 50 Amis, that the length is more on the width, that extra Bechamishim, that extra Chamishim is you should take that, the Saviv Chamishim, and surround the other 50. And that is, you surround the extra 50 that there is, and then you're going to have a total. If you take that square of the 50 Amas, and then Bechamishim, you take that extra Chamishim, and surround it with that other Chamishim, then you're going to keep on adding and extending that square. If you make that bigger, what you're going to end up with is going to be this area of 70 and 2/3 of an Amas with a little bit more, which is going to be that squared area of base of Sayim with the length and the width being the same amount. So Rashi goes in a completely detailed approach to explaining how that happens. How do we take the 50 extra amis that the length has more than the width to make a complete square? Because obviously in the Mishkan, it was a rectangular. It wasn't a perfect square. Now what we're doing is we're making a square out of it to say that ribua is the measurement that's allowed up to a karfav. How do you come to that calculation of it being the 70 and 2/3, the 70 amas and 4 tefachim? So Rashi says what you do is, and this is the way Rashi calculates the mathematical equations throughout Shas, that what you do is you make 5 strips, each strip being 10 amas in the width, and the length is 50 amas. Now you take one strip and you put it to the east, take one strip, you put it to the west, so now the width is 70 amas, and the length is still 50 amas. Then you take one strip and put it to the north, and you take one strip and put it to the south, now you have 70 amas by 70 amas squared. But now the problem is you have the corners that are missing, because in every corner you have a box of 10 by 10 amas squared that's missing, because you added on the extra on each one, but you kept on missing the corners. So you take the last strip of that's 10 amas by 50 amas, you take that last one, you cut into 4 parts of 10 by 10 amas squared, so you have 10 by 10 times 4, and then you put that in the 4 corners, again those cubes of 10 by 10 amas squared, that fills up the corners. Now you're left with one strip that's 10 by 10 amas squared, which is 60 tefachim by 60 tefachim squared, again because each amas is 6 tefachim, and now from that last strip, you make 30 strips of 2 tefachim in the width, with the length of each one being 10 amas. So basically you have 30 strips times that each strip is 2 tefachim by 10 amas in the length. Now if you go ahead and you take each one head to head in one long strip, they're going to equal a total of 300 amas in the length. Now if you put 70 amas, you take around the perimeter to add on to that square, if you put 70 amas in every direction of the perimeter, so that's going to be 70 amas and 4 tefachim by 70 amas and 4 tefachim on every side, for a total of 280 amas if you want to get around the whole perimeter to add on what's left over to make that square a little bit bigger. Now the problem is, again, the corners are still going to be missing 2 tefachim by 2 tefachim squared, so you're left with it, what you're left with is now you have left with 20 amas left, because we had used up 280 out of the 300 that we had left. So what you do is you take 8 tefachim, because that's going to be 4 cubes of tefachim squared, and you put those in the corner, and now you filled up the corners. Now you're still left with, what you're left with from the total area, is 18 amas and 4 tefachim, and by a width of tefachim of 2 tefachim. So that's that davar mu'ud that we said, that's the little bit, because again, we used up, we have already this area of 70 amas by 2/3 of an amma, which is the measurement that Rebbe Akiva was talking about. Now we have a little bit more left over, which is the measurement that's going to be a little bit larger, the total squared area that the Chachamim, that the Tanakam have over Rebbe Akiva. And that is because if you want to go ahead and split up that little bit that's left throughout to expand this square and to circle the perimeter, the added more is not even going to be more than an added width of 2/3 of a finger breadth. Because if you want to do it, you have to do it as follows. You have to take this strip and have it go around 282 amas and 4 tefachim in the length to surround all the four corners, and therefore that's going to add just that minute amount, and therefore that minute amount is the difference between the area of Rabbi Akiva and of the Tanna Kamma. That's what's called the Davar Mu'ud, again, because basically it's the same amount, it's just a little bit bigger. That is the machlokes that he had, that's the difference between the two opinions. And that is the source is from the Chatzar HaMishkan, that we said the extra Bachamishim is teaching you that you have 50 by 50 squared. Now you take the other Bachamishim and you add it on, you keep on expanding that squared to make it a complete square, not like the rectangular shape that it was in the Chatzar 100 by 50. That will give you this area of what we allow for a Karf of up to 70 and 2/3 of an Amma, which according to the Chum is going to be a little bit more, less than even the area of an Etzba, to give you that extra more that Rabbi Akiva did not have, and the Tanna Kamma gave them more. On that, the Gemara says, fine, that is the source that we have from Bachamishim, but Pashto Dikra, the simple literal translation of the Pasuk, which is obviously talking about when it's describing the dimensions of the Mishkan, but Mike Sib, what was it talking about? In other words, how does it fit into the, how do you translate it for children in Yeshiva, that it's 100 by 50 by 50? What's the Bachamishim of the Pasuk talking about? What's it referring to? It doesn't read. On that, the Gemara says, I'm Abaya. Abaya says, it's coming to teach you a certain lesson, that Hemed Mishkan Osvas Chamishim, it's coming to teach you that this, that it's 100 by 50, that it's we want you to have the Mishkan by the edge of the 50 Amos, and that is where the 50 Amos of the Chatzar end from when you entered on by the opening of the eastern side. We want you, that's only where you begin to start to build the Mishkan. So that is Kadeshei Chamishim Amos, so that there be the 50 Amos of the courtyard, Lefanov, in front of the Mishkan, that should be open. The Esrim Amos L'chol Ruach, and then you'll have 20 Amos from every direction of the Mishkan, that will be open. And that is because in the length there were 20 krushim, which each one being an am and a half in the width, which equals 30. And then on the width it was 6 krushim again, and the total of the cheshbon comes out that you're going to have 30 amas in the length, 10 amas in the width, and therefore you're going to have in each direction 20 and 20 from the sides of it, because the inside is 10, and that's besides the areas of the wall. And therefore, again, it's going to be 50 amas in the width, and then in the length, which since it's 30 amas in length, it's only beginning after the 50 amma point, because the first 50 amas are open, so then you have 30 amas, you have 20 behind. So again, that's what the Pasuk was teaching, or Bachamishim, saying that where do you begin the building of the Mishkan? There's only Bachamishim, so that again, you have the first 50, first half of the chatz are basically open, and then the Mishkan is perfectly in the middle, have that on either side will be 20 amas, both on the sides and behind it. That is the lesson that we're teaching you from a Chamishim. So now the Gemara goes back to explain our Mishnah. Our Mishnah said, Rabbi Elazar Omer, Im Haisa Arka B'chulu, if the length was even an amma more on the width, it's going to be us. It has to be a perfect square, and that is as we learned from the Pasuk of B'chamishim. That's where we learned it from, that it has to be a perfect square by Chatzar HaMishkan. But in that, the Gemara asks, is that really so? V'atanyu le'na b'raisa, Rabbi Elazar Omer, Rabbi Elazar says, Im Haisa Arka Yeser al Pishnayim B'rachba. If the length was more than double the width, then afila amma achas, then even if it's one more amma, then more than the double, imatal matecha, then you're not allowed to carry inside of it. Now that seems to say that, in other words, what he was saying was that, to the contrary, it's literally like the Chatzar HaMishkan in how its original shape is. And that is that even though you did not make it squared, even if you have the length double the width, that's going to be mutter, as the Mishkan actually was. The Mishkan wasn't a perfect square. The way we cheshbin it to come out to the 70 and 2/3 of an amma is that we take the extra 50 and then we go ahead, as we said the calculation before, and we make it into a perfect square. But it really wasn't. It was actually the length being double the width. The length was 100 amas. The width was 50 amas. So therefore, that's what's allowed. But more than double, even an amma more, that's going to be a problem. So in our Mishnah, he says that it has to be a perfect square. An amma more than perfect square is a problem. Yet here in the Brice, he says that no, even double you're allowed to, but an amma more than double is a problem. So Amar Rabbi Bar Abaye, to resolve the contradiction, he says, Kitna Nam Mastin, when our Mishnah also was saying, this Allah of Rabbi Elazar, Yeser al pi shnayim berach, but not. What he meant to say, that it can't be even an amma more, it meant you can't have an even amma more of the length being double than the width. But of course you can have double the width. It meant to say an amma more of the double. On that, the Gemara asks, Ihach, if that's the opinion of Rabbi Elazar in our Mishnah, Han Rabbi Yosi, so then he's saying the same thing as Rabbi Yosi, that Rabbi Yosi said that you can have the length even double that the width. So what's he saying more than Rabbi Yosi, if Rabbi Elazar means to say that you can have the double of the width? And that the Gemara answers, Ikibinayu, the difference between them is Ribua, the square, the Ribu Rabbanan, the Rabbanan squared. And that is, Rabbi Elazar held that if you make the length more than double of the width, then you can't carry in there. However, the Iker is that the length is double of the width, because that's exactly what the Pasuk is, that it says by the Chatzar HaMishkan, that the length was double the width. And therefore, if you don't have the square, that's not a problem, because the Mishkan itself was not a perfect square. It was the double the length of the width. However, if you make it a square, that's not a problem. As we learned that if imhoya arka yoiser mishnai berach ve'imatatlan, that it said that because he said that if the length is more than double the width, then you can't carry. But is mashma that if it's less, then it's less than double, then you're allowed to carry inside of it. However, Yosi holds that the ikar halach is that it should be squared. And l'katchila, if someone comes to ask us, how should we make this karfav? We tell him, make it squared. However, he says, that even if the length is double the width, then it would be mutter. From the fact that he used the word afila, is mashma, that the ikar is not to make it like that. The ikar is to make it a square. So although, what the Gemara is answering, although that they both ultimately say the same halacha, after the fact, that they're both permitted either a square or even double the square, the length more than double than the width, but not more than that, but up to a double. However, which one is the ikr is the difference between them. And then Rabbi Elazar says the ikr is like it was in the Chatzar Mishkan as it actually was, to make it double the length than the width. But it's also good, it's also kosher if it's going to be a perfect square. However, Rabbi Yosi is to the contrary. Rabbi Yosi says the ikr halacha is to make it a perfect square. However, if you made it up to double, then even there, afila, even there is going to be kosher. So therefore, the difference would be la halacha if they come to ask, what should I do? I'm making a karfav. I want to be able to carry it. What should I do? If they asked Rabbi Elazar, he would say, go ahead and make it double the width. However, if they asked Rabbi Yosi, he would say, go ahead and make it a perfect square. Now the Gemara quotes from the Mishnah, which we just spoke about, Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yosi says, again, this halacha regarding that you can't have more than the double of the length than the width. So Idma, we learned, la halacha, Rav Yosef Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, halacha k'Rav Yosi. So one statement of Shmuel says, the halacha is like Rav Yosi, again, that you don't need it to be a square. It's allowed to be up to double of the length. And as we said, that Rav Elazar and Rav Yosi are really saying the same halacha, at least after the fact, you can make it up to double. Rabbi Bibi Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, another statement from Shmuel, halacha k'Rav Kiva, the halacha falls like Rav Kiva, that what? That you don't need to have for the het of karfaf up until 70 2/3 of manama, that it should to be surrounded and be mukav ladira, even if there's no residential utility here whatsoever. It's an open, barren field. They don't use it for anything. Even so, in such a case, Rabbi Kiva says, you're allowed to go ahead and use it and carry inside of it with the halachic principle of a karfaf up till 70 2/3 of manama. And that the Gemara says, v'tavayu, both these statements in Neima Shmuel, well, Lakula were telling us leniencies, v'tzrich, and we have to say both halachas, because they're two different halachic principles regarding the halach of Karfaf. The Ashmin, the halach of Rabbi Yosi, had we only said that the halach of Azar Rabbi Yosi, that again, you're allowed to have the Karfaf, doesn't have to be perfect square, it could be up to double the length being double the width. Havamina ad ikar shemer b'yistir, but I would think, but although you could have it that big, it doesn't have to be square, but you have to have it enclosed for dira purposes, that it has to have a watchman's house or a b'yistira, a dwelling house, because we would have thought that Shmuel requires a dira like a Yehuda ben Bava, and it's just regarding the length being more than the width that there is where he holds like a b'yisi. On that kamash malon halacha k'Rabbi Kiva, that's what we have to tell you. The other statement named Shmuel, halacha shavahal like a b'kiva, that you don't have to be enclosed with any dira whatsoever. And the same thing, v'yashmin halacha k'Rabbi Kiva, had we said halacha falz k'Rabbi Kiva, that it could be enclosed without any pit or ditch or anything over there, havamina, I would have thought, but d'arch v'katan lai. But if it's long and narrow, that would not work, because he would hold on that, like Rabbi Kiva, that says it has to be squared. K'mash malon halacha k'Rabbi Yosi, that's what we have to say, the other halacha, that halacha falz k'Rabbi Yosi, again, that it doesn't have to be a perfect square, it could be even long and narrow, as long as not an amma more of the length being more than double than the width. Now the Gemara continues with a different halacha regarding the halachas of karf. Karpiv shu yosim and beis asayim. Regarding a karpiv that is more than beis asayim, shahukif ledira. However, it was surrounded, it was enclosed for dwelling purposes. Now, nizra rubai, if the majority of that karfaf, which again was enclosed now for dwelling, people wanted to live there and use, even have an actual hut that were person is sleeping there, but if the majority was planted with seeds, so now it loses its residential, its dira status. Because no one lives in a vegetable plant. In other words, in a plantation where you planted vegetables. And therefore, the Gemara says, Harehu Kagina V'asr, therefore it has halachic status as a garden, not like a dira, in spite of the fact that I made a house there to live in there, I put it in a bed, it's going to be forbidden. And therefore, you're not allowed to carry even in the area that was not planted. because that area is batel, it's nullified regarding the majority of that area of the karfav, which we said the majority was planted with seeds. So even the other part of the minority part, where I actually put a bed and a house, everything doesn't make a difference because it's batel to the majority, which was zarainim, which were seeds. And if it's the majority of it being vegetable planting, you're not going to go ahead and be able to carry in that area. However, nata rubai, if you went and planted trees in the majority of the area of this karfav, in which you had made hukaf ladir, where you wanted to go ahead and build a house there also, then your dira, your residential dwelling, is not batel, because it is customary for people to surround themselves with the shades of tree, and that is you could have a person's estate that has the majority of it being trees, more than the actual house itself. And therefore, harehu kachatzah mutter, therefore that has a status as a courtyard, and mutter, and therefore a person could have a house in the courtyard being larger than his house. And we don't say since the majority is a chatzah that's mevatel's house, the chatzah rather is part and parcel of his residential utility that he uses in his house, and it extends out to his courtyard. And therefore here the trees, although it's also planted things, that will not be mevatel his dira purposes of this area, and therefore he's allowed to go ahead and carry in this karfav, even though it's more than base aside. On this, the Gemara explains that, this that we said, Nizra Rubai, that if the majority of it was planted, so the Gemara qualifies this halacha that we said that it's going to be Aser, because we consider the whole entire area as a garden. Amar Rav Huna Barid of Yeshua, Loya Maran, Ella, we didn't say this halacha, that in that place where you had planted is Yosem Beis Asayim. Only if the area, as we said, the majority of it being planted with zarenim, with seeds and different things, that's only if that area is more than basis time. So now that area becomes a karmelis, because a karfaf that's more than basis time, which was not surrounded for dira purposes, halachically becomes like a karmelis. And therefore now the other part of that karfaf, which although it was there for dira purposes and it wasn't planted over there, so it's like a chatzar, which again would be considered a residential dira type of area, but it's totally breached and open to this karmelis, and therefore it's entirely aser. And that is because if this area of nizer rubai, it's not the idea that it's nizer rubai, but the idea is because it's only a problem that it's nizer rubai and that it's larger than the base asayim area. Therefore, once it gets over the base asayim, crossing that line, it's viewed as a karmelis. Because now it's a chashuba type of a makam with non-dira, with non-residential purposes, because no one lives inside a vegetable patch. And therefore now this area is something that can aser, it's a karmelis. And if you have a chatzar, which even if it's residential, but fully breached, open to a karmelis, that chatzar is also aser. And here, your dira, what you want to build on, is open, totally open to this area of the zarainim, which are larger base asayim, which again, it becomes a karmelis because it's larger base asayim, it's going to aser on that area. However, Aval based on Simon, that Rav Huna Barid of Yeshua says, but if the area of the planting was only a base of Siam, and that is, although it's not a dira, but it itself would be mutter, so here also mutter is going to be permitted, and that is, although the place where there was planting, with vegetables or seeds, whatever it is, it's called a karfif, and where it's not planted is a chatzar, and they're open one to the other, because there's no wall there separating, it's one enclosed area. Still, in spite of that, each one will not make a forbidden one on the other. And that is, since it's owned by one person, and it's only based on Simon, it's going to be mutter. As the Gemara says, come on, who is this like that says that a karfav will not make it us on the chatzar? It's only karfav that's larger than based on Simon, which then gets upgraded to a karmelis, which is a very restrictive area, that would go ahead and then aser a chatzah that's open to the karmelis. Here it's only a karfaf, because it's a base of Siam. Who's that like? That's Reb Shimon. That's like Reb Shimon, that Reb Shimon says that the rishus of a karfaf and a chatzah do not forbid one on the other, even if it's owned by two different people. It's not like we learn in the Mishnah later on. Reb Shimon says, Echad Gagas, whether it be roofs, the Echad Chatzes, whether it be courtyards, the Echad Karfifas, whether it be this halachic principle of karfaf. Rishus achasin, they're all considered like one area, and that is you're allowed to carry from one to the other. Lekelim sheshav sibutechen, for vessels that they started off Shabbos in one of these area, even if they're all from different owners. However, Reb Shimon says, v'loy lekelim sheshav sibutechen bais, but not for vessels that started off Shabbos inside the house, and then it was brought out to the courtyard. You're not allowed to take it from the courtyard to the karfaf or to the roof, because the house and the karfaf are considered two separate domains, even from one person. So it's only this chatzar, karfaf, and the and the Gag, that these areas are considered the same area. Bais is not included in that, and therefore, if it started Shabbos in the Bais, it would not, even if it was forbiddenly brought out to the Chatzah, you wouldn't be, or possibly permitted, you wouldn't be able to take it from the Chatzah, the Kafraf, or to the Gag. It's just these three areas that share the same area. And therefore, it's Mutter, because a Karfaf that's not a Karmelist, like we said, is going to be Mutter at a Chatzah. So that is the principle that Rav Huna Bar Yehoshua was saying, that although we said that if a majority of it is planted, that then we say the Batel, the minority, that where you want to build and to make a house inside this Karfaf, that you enclosed it for Dira purposes, is going to be Aser because it's Batel to the Rive. That's only if the Rive is larger than Beis Asayim. And therefore, it's not a Karfaf just anymore, it's a Karmelis. It's a large area that's not for dwelling purposes. That will make it forbidden with the Chatzar being breached totally up to the Karmelis. When it's just a Beis Asayim, not more than that, therefore, then we view it as a Karfaf. A Karfaf that's open to a Chatzar, that's not a problem. Like Reb Shimon, Reb Shimon says, Karfaf, Chatzar, and Gag, all these three areas are considered the same area, and therefore, they will not ask one on the other. On that, the Gemara asks, Reb Shimon Nami, but even according to Reb Shimon, Kivan in Nizra Rubai, since the majority of it ultimately, even when it's not more than Beis Asayim, was planted, Havahu Mi'uta, so comes out that the minority part, which is what we're calling Chatzar, which is for Dira purposes, and we continue on to Tapach of Dalam and Alv, Botale Legabi Ruba. It's still nullified to the majority, and therefore we view it as if, as the halacha is always Rubai Kakula, we view it as if the entire area is planted. Now, if the entire area is planted, Vahavali Karfaf Yisim Beis Asayim, but also now, it's not just a Beis Asayim that's planted, because we're adding on also the other area that's not planted as part of it, as if that's also planted, and therefore it's going to be Aser. So even though it was surrounded, it was enclosed for residential purposes to build on the empty part that wasn't planted, it's considered as if it was not surrounded for Dira purposes, and it's rather it's considered that the entire thing is a garden. And the garden, it doesn't help, even if you are being makifit ladira. If you have a garden, it's just a garden, full garden from wall to wall, and you surround it to say, oh, I want to make a dwelling, a residential area over here, it won't help because people don't sleep in the garden patch. You cannot help by making hook of ladira if it's entirely a vegetable patch. And therefore the question is, even according to Reb Shimon, l'chari this halacha that Reb Huna Bar Yehoshua said should not apply, even if it's just based on sign, but the majority is Zarainim and the miut is where you wanted to build, it should be nullified to that, and we should view the entire area based on the principles of Ruba Kakuli as if the entire thing is a gina, is a garden, and then even hook of ladira should not work. So therefore the Gemara revises and says, rather, if you want to know what the statement of Reb Huna Bar Yehoshua was, it was as follows. That what he was inferring was that we said that if the majority was planted, then it's aser. If it was planted with seeds, on that the inference was hamiuta shari. But if only the minority of it was planted, that is mutter. And in that inference is what the statement was of Amar Rabbi Huna Bar Yehoshua. On that inference, he was saying that loya maron ela deloy hava, that we did not say that if it's going to be mutter if the minority is planted only if it's Beis Asayim. That only if it's a Beis Asayim, that there is not chashiv to be separate from the chatzar and to give it its own name. Now, a Beis Asayim, and this is what Reb Huna Bar Yehoshua is saying, but if it was Beis Asayim, and then it would be a karfaf that was not surrounded for dear purposes, as we said, that this is planted, and if it's planted, a planting cannot be considered a residential area, and then although if this karfaf was on its own, in the area of Beis Asayim, it would not be aser, because again, it did not cross over the line to become a karmelis. Here it's worse, because here, since it's breached to the, it's totally open to the chatzar, which is the part where he wants to build on, and the chatzar is totally open to it, then we hold that aser, then it would be forbidden to carry from the karfaf to the chatzar, because it's considered its own reshus, which is totally open to a place that's forbidden for it, and therefore there are different reshus make it forbidden one on the other, and therefore you can't carry not on this side and not on that side. Come on, who is this like that says that they are considered two different Rishuyas in spite of the fact, again, that only the minority is planted area, but it's still Beis Asayim? That is, Krabbanon, that's like Drabbanon, that they argue on Reb Shimon and Perikol Gagos on Daf Pei Tes HaMenav, and they said that each one is considered its own different Rishuyas. And therefore, even though that there's no dwellers to make it forbidden one to the other, you're still not allowed to carry from one to the other because they're considered totally different Rishuyas. And that is what Reb Huna Bar Yehoshua was saying. Again, not in the idea of that if the majority was planted, and on that we were saying that the halacha was like Reb Shimon, that it would be permitted if it's going to be less than Beis Asayim. No, as we said, that wouldn't apply because you'd still say Botel B'Rayv and the whole thing would be considered planted like a garden. Rather, we're going on the inference of if the minority was planted, that then it's Mutter, that is only if it's not Beis Asayim. But if it is Beis Asayim, even if not more than Beis Asayim, but that gives it the status, a name of a karfaf, Now the carry from is open to the chatzar. So you have these different areas which are open to each other, which you're not allowed to carry from one to the other. So even though there's no dwellers there, it still doesn't make a difference since they're forbidden areas that are totally open. You're not allowed to carry in either one of them, even according to the Rabbanan, and that is going according to the opinion of Rabbanan, who says that they're considered different areas, even if only the minority was planted with Zarin. The third approach that Gemara brings is Rav Yirmiyahu Medifti Masna Lekule. He states this opinion in a lenient version. He says that it was going on the inference, as we just said on the second opinion, HaMi'utashart, that we said that if the majority of it was planted with seeds, not with trees, then it's going to be forbidden. But if the minority of it was planted with seeds, then it's going to be permitted. On that was what Amar Rabbi Huna, the Brit of Yeshua, that he said, Lo Yamarin Ela Beis Asayim. We did not say this only if it's Beis Asayim. That even if the minority was Beis Asayim, and not necessarily like the previous approach, that it has to be less than Beis Asayim, even if it is still Beis Asayim, and therefore it's called a Karfiv, but since on its own, as we said before, it would be permitted, now in this case it's also permitted, and not like the previous approach, we do not say that one forbids it on the other. Because had there been a wall, a mechita between them, it would be permitted to carry from one to the other, as like Reb Shimon says. And now even that, they're breached one to the other, and there is no mechitzas, they're not breached to a forbidden area one to the other. As the Gemara says, Aval Yoisim a Beis Asayim, but if it's more than Beis Asayim, and therefore then it would become a Carmelis, there even Reb Shimon would agree that Asa would be forbidden. Because you're not allowed to carry from a courtyard to a Karfav that's more than Beis Asayim, that was not around it for dear purposes, because again, that would be considered Carmelis. And even Reb Shimon agrees you're not allowed to carry from a Chatzar to a Carmelis, it's just for a Karfav that's not more than Beis Asayim. And therefore here, where it's breached one to the other, it would be considered Nifratz, Lamakama, Asrullah, to an area that's breached tonight. And that is what Kaman, who we saying this like, that's Reb Shimon, that's like Reb Shimon. So the first approach said one approach according to Reb Shimon, which we said doesn't make sense in regarding the majority, because again, Rubik of Kula would say the entire thing would be like a garden. So the second approach said, no, we're not going like Reb Shimon, we're going like Drabbanan. And it's only on the inference of this statement, that if only the minority was going to be planted with seeds, that we said that it's mutter, it's only less than Beis Asayim, but if it was exactly Beis Asayim, it would be a problem, because then it's a karfiv with a chatzar, and according to Rabbanan, they're two different areas, and therefore they're open, they're totally flush with each other, that is a problem. On that, the third approach was saying that no, a more lenient approach, saying that the inference was going on that if the minority of it is going to be Zaroin Mitzmutter, and that we said, that is even if it's Beis Asayim, not like the second approach says it has to be less, meaning like Beis Asayim, and it is a full-fledged Karfiv, and it is open to a Chatzar, but it's like Reb Shimon holds that they are permitted areas one to the other, and that's not a problem. It was only saying that if it's more than Beis Asayim, there would be the problem, because then it's not just a Karfiv anymore, then it gets upgraded to Karmelis, where they're even according to Reb Shimon, that's a problem, and again, because we're going like Reb Shimon, and therefore the minority of the Chatzar being planted with Zaroinim, that it's Mutter, is even not just less than Beis Asayim, even a Beis Asayim, but again, not more than Beis Asayim, because then it would be a Karmelis and not just a Karfiv.